Blog Talk Radio.
How's your back doing? This is Dr. Jim Bachman, chiropractor and nutritionist. And my goal today is to help you understand how important it is to maintain a healthy lifestyle. Here's the reason. If you do not have a healthy back, and I'm sure there's folks out there that say, yeah, that's me, or you know someone, because it's the number one complaint of most adults is lower back pain or neck pain. I'm a chiropractor. I'm in Greensburg, Pennsylvania, and I have been in natural health care since 1976 and well before that because I was always a patient of a chiropractor. And I have seen lots and lots of lives be changed as a result of having a back problem. And it's one of those things that most of the time is unavoidable. Excuse me, back pain. I have a website. If you'd like to get in touch with me, don't hesitate to email me through the website, askingdrjim.com, askingdrjim.com. This is why preventing back pain is so important. You may have a neighbor who has a back pain who is now on disability because they have a herniated disc, or they have had a failed surgery in their lower back, or they've had a couple failed surgeries, simply because surgery is an intervention that interferes with the way the spine is working. Now, I totally understand when you're involved in an accident and there's fractures, and for example, football players and athletes the problems. I understand that totally. And by the way, we do work with those kinds of folks too, people who have had back surgery. So just to make it a little bit easier, let's look. I'm going to call on you to use your mind's eye and understand a little bit of the anatomy. Now, your back consists of seven bones in your neck called cervical vertebra. They are attached to each other with ligaments and disc, muscles, tendons, and nerves and blood vessels and lymphatic system. You have seven cervical vertebra, 12 thoracic vertebra. Those are the ones that the ribs are attached to. And those also have muscles and ligaments and tendons and blood supply and nerve supply. And you have five lumbars. Most folks do. Some folks have six. Some have fusions where they have four lower back. Some have a little bit more. So the average is five, which means that your lower back is more stable. You have four to five vertebra that are fused together to form your sacrum. That's the foundation of the spine. And you have five to six elements that form what is called the coccyx, or our vestigial tail. And though everything is the seven vertebra, 12 thoracic, and five lumbar are all held together with ligaments. Ligaments are what attaches bone to bone. They're very strong. They're very elastic. And if you notice what a sandwich looks like, you have one slice of bread on the top. You have whatever you put in the sandwich in the middle. And the bottom part of the sandwich is also another slice of bread. Or we could use a jelly-filled donut, for example. So let's do that one. That makes it a little bit easier. We put a jelly-filled donut down, and we put a slice of bread on the top of it and a slice of bread on the bottom of it. That would represent what your spine is, looks like, similar to that. And we call that a motor unit. And each vertebra has a different assignment to the amount of motion that should occur in that area. And if that motion is interfered with, what the body does then is it tries to stop that irritation by pumping lots of calcium in the ligaments and the irritation, and we call that degenerative arthritis. And then in the back of the spine, you have more ligaments that holds everything together, and you have your spinal cord, and at each level, spinal nerves come off and go to wherever they're designed to be. So everything works together. We have a beautiful picture, and we have homeostasis, or everything's functioning at a great level. Remember, ligaments, bones, muscles, tendon, blood cells are all made out of what you eat. This is why it's very important for you to have a good, healthy diet and a good, healthy lifestyle, because most of the time your lifestyle will dictate what your health is going to be, and it has a great portion of your longevity also. So if you don't have a healthy back, then it makes it pretty difficult to have a unlimited life. Many of you may know, or perhaps you have, sciatica that is being caused from a lower back issue, an alignment issue, or a disc herniation, or a disc bulge. Oh my gosh, that is so painful that it's just uncomprehensible that I can explain to you how painful that is. I've dealt with those types of problems over the years, and they are very, very painful. Here's what we want to avoid. We want to avoid those conditions or those circumstances that lead to those conditions. And one of the most common one in society today in America is being overweight. Now let's look at the alignment in the spine. Your body has discs in between the vertebra that act like a ball bearing that actually balances each one of the vertebra, and it's designed to allow it to rotate to a certain degree while protecting the spine, while protecting the spinal nerves, while protecting the spinal cord. And if those ligaments become stretched, like they do in a whiplash injury, like they do in a lifting injury, or like they do from poor exercise and poor sleep habits. Yes, believe it or not, not having a good protocol for exercise, not having good sleep material, or we call it ergonomics of the bedroom, if you don't have good sleep habits, good sleep pattern, and good support, remember, 8 or 9 hours a day, you are laying, and if you don't have good mattress, you don't have good sleeping habits, then that can cause ligament stretch, which causes a chink in your armor, so to speak. So when you sneeze or cough or move the wrong way, that vertebra is allowed to cause an alignment issue, which causes pinching on the nerve. So that being said, then most of the problems that we see in a chiropractic office are prevented with a healthier lifestyle. Exercise is so important to keeping healthy ligaments, healthy muscles, healthy tendons. Let me explain to you what a tendon looks like. Remember, most cases, bones are held together by ligaments. Your disc is a ligament also. Now, the back of your hand, if you just look at the back of your hand, wiggle your fingers, you see those attachments that go from the base of your fingers to your wrist? Those are called tendons. That's what moves bones. Now, stop doing the finger pointing and just move your wrist, shake it up and down. You see, ligaments hold all those bones together. If those bones become excessively forced, it strains ligaments. If your disc becomes strained, it tears some of the fibers, and you may only be sore for a couple days. However, down the road, and it usually takes 3 to 5 years for this to happen, down the road, you keep getting microtrauma. You have bad sleep patterns. You have bad lifting patterns. You have bad patterns on sitting. We are seeing a surge, an epidemic in neck problems. Yes, a lot of them are far for the result of having a whiplash injury, but the majority of them we're seeing are in younger folks who have been raised on a cell phone and tablets and computer. Reason being, they're always looking down, straining the ligaments in their neck. And if that continues, then what happens? The body pumps calcium in there and forms an arthritic condition. That's generally how most arthritis occurs. It's not something that just dropped out of the sky. It's something that has been going on for long periods of time, and then the tissues start to break down. But you can take charge and do your part. So exercise is so very, very important. Flexion or bending forward and extension, bending backwards. I find that most people have an exercise program when they want to have the steel abs, the six-pack, but they forget about the muscles in the back that are holding them up straight. So you have to exercise forwards and backwards. You know, always check with your doctor, whether your doctor is a natural healthcare practitioner or a medical practitioner or an exercise physiologist. Always check with your doctor to make sure that it's okay, because you may have some other issue that needs to be taken into consideration. However, I find that people, regardless of their issues, can benefit from some type of physical exercise. And, you know, it maybe have to be tailored to you as an individual. So always check with your doctor. Exercise is what keeps your ligaments more elastic. You know, if you've ever had a sprained ankle and you've sprained it badly, you have the discomfort from that for many, many, many years. And what happens, and the reason for that, is ligaments are not very well supplied by blood vessels. And when they heal with scar tissue. Scar tissue is very strong, but scar tissue is not very elastic. So every time that you're relying on that ankle, it just turns a little bit, it triggers that pain response. Same thing happens in your back. If you have never had your alignment checked or fixed, it just continuously wears and tears. It's most of the time not the fact that you're in your 30s and 40s, it's the fact that you have had injuries throughout your teen years and your 20 years, and you've never had them addressed, because when you're younger, your discs are very healthy and very, very wide, and as you age, they start to shrink. And as a result of that, you start to get nerve involvement. So it's a good idea to have a chiropractic spinal checkup. Do you realize if you lift something, say 50 pounds from the floor, and you lift it improperly, which is bending over and reaching out for it, it's estimated that there's 500 to 600 pounds of weight exerted on your lower back. That's why it's the best idea, when you're lifting something, keep it as close to the center of gravity as you can. Face it directly in front of you. Don't turn to the side, because the strongest movements for the spine is bending forward and facing the weight straight in your face. If you bend to the side, or you don't pull the weight as close to you as you can, you run the risk of causing a fascial issue, strain, a disc issue, or some type of an alignment issue that is very painful. So it's easy then for that disc to herniate or rupture. So make sure that you have a healthy diet, good exercise, and most of the spinal problems that cause disability can be managed, avoided, or averted. So this is Dr. Jim Bachman. Have a wonderful day, and I hope this information has helped you avoid a stressful life.